Representative Barry, you've suffered a disappointment today. House Bill 253 was not, the veto was not overridden. Do you have plans as of right now on what to do next to get similar legislation ahead?
Sure. We will take and we'll let a little bit of time pass, maybe a week or two, and then I'll come back and I'll start looking and talking to the people that voted no, find out the reasons that they voted no, and then start building a bill that can pass next year.
All right. And what made you decide to go ahead and take this to a vote today?
You know, unless you know who has objections and what their objections are, you can't spend any time trying to find something out that will make it better. So with this vote, we now know, here are the people that were no, and we will listen to them. We'll listen to the governor, and we will go forward, because the problem hasn't changed. In the last 100 years, we've gone from 16 congressmen to 8. That's a fact. There is a problem in Missouri when it comes to growth. How we figure out solving that problem is definitely open to discussion. And I look forward to engaging in discussion, because this wasn't a personal disappointment for me. This was one of those things I worked on, and I will get up tomorrow morning and I will work on it again, because I do believe in it. If at the end of the day we never get it done, then I might be disappointed. But I have faith that people, if they quit talking past each other, will start to listen. And once they start to listen, then we can create real solutions.
I understand. And now, I've kind of been listening to the live feed on and off today as I was able, but I missed a lot of this discussion. Was there anything particularly memorable or any arguments for or against that really stood out?
Not any really arguments that I hadn't heard before, but Representative Steve Lynch got a little worked up. It was, as theater goes, it was enjoyable to watch.
I'm sorry I missed that part.
Oh, it was, you should go listen to the recording. It was like, oh my gosh, he was inquiring of me, and he is a Republican, a small business owner, and he just got worked up, and it was fun to listen to.
All right. Well, is there anything else that was done today that you want to discuss while I've got you on the phone?
Sure. Our problem, I alluded to earlier, is we're not listening to each other. The same thing with the federal government. The governor today will be an overridden more than any other governor in history. He wasn't listening. On 253, maybe we weren't listening. We have to do a better job of listening to another person's point of view and trying to come to common ground. That is what everybody wants us to do, Republican, Democrat, Independent. And later today, I will be handling Senate Bill 170 that was sponsored by Democratic Senator Maria Chappelle Nadal. She came to me and she asked me to handle it. And I'm working across the aisle with her, and I look forward to more things in the future. Because if you build relationships, we have so much in common with each other.
Mm-hmm. And may I ask, I don't know if you'll be able to tell me right now, is the plan right now to kind of just work through today and try to get it all done, or do you think you guys will have to go into another day?
We want to get it all done today. I think we'll get it all done today, but I'm not positive of that.
I understand. Am I correct in understanding that House Bill 436 is up for discussion right now?
It is.
I can imagine that's pretty heated.
I'm not on the floor. I'm talking to you. It's very much, I've had my little bit of controversy for the day. I think that I can just go up and vote on that when it's my time.
Understandably. All right. Well, Representative Berry, do you have anything you'd like to add?
Nope, I'm good. Thank you, and thanks for your courtesy. You have